Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone, and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. And we've got a full crew once again. I like
full
it.
Pants. We got full
we
pants.
We got full pants. We got all four legs.
Yay.
Does that wait?
Pants.
That's kind of creepy.
Well,
I'm not gonna lie.
You gotta have auxiliary legs.
Do we
just
plan
in case
breaking some legs?
You never know.
Also, we do have eight legs.
We're spiders.
Yeah.
I don't know where
I'm
this is going.
But I'm not willing to give up a leg.
That's fine. Anyway, Ian is back.
Yes.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
We missed you last week.
I missed myself, too. I mean, I missed you guys.
Oh, you missed yourself as well.
Yeah.
You were lost.
You took a night off,
work.
Is what you're saying,
What's
Ian?
That?
You took a night off, is what you're saying?
No, I was...
that
I
was Thursday last week.
I was in the office.
Nice.
Well, all right, then.
Yes.
All right. Ashley Hay is also here.
Hello.
And, of course, Mike Dineen.
Hello.
Rocking the beanie downstairs.
Rocking
a hat indoors.
It's like 50 degrees down here.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly.
I've got my Ashton Kutcher look going on now.
Your hair's not long enough.
No, nor will it ever be.
Yeah. I can't really see you with long, luxurious locks.
No, I would.
I could see you with long hair, but not luxurious hair.
No, well, it's luxurious, but never would be long.
Yeah.
No.
And now everyone's thinking about Mike's hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So lots to talk about. Actually, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot quantity wise.
But we'll make
we'll
something
fill it
to
up.
Talk
don't
about.
Worry.
We'll fill it up. Yeah. Don't worry.
There's several big things we're going to talk about. We're obviously going to be talking.
That's
about
what she said.
Shut up. we're obviously going to be talking about Skyrim, and some other stuff, other games that we've been playing.
Did you guys talk about Skyrim last week?
A little bit, but not
a
lot.
Because I am still obsessed.
I know you are. I know we have two
no
weeks.
No more Skyrim.
No, too bad.
No, you guys did talk about it.
A little bit.
I listened.
A little bit. I know you did.
I'm glad somebody listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the spike in our downloads. That was Ashley.
0-1.
Yes.
It's like binary. Yes! Wait, we have a binary counting mechanism, right? 0-1.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That still means 1, though.
Yeah.
That's not that heartening.
Yeah.
But it looks cool.
It does.
Yeah.
It
Anyways.
Does indeed. Anyway.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you, Ashley, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit, but I have a wider topic I can spin Skyrim into, but we'll talk about that after we talk about some big changes on Xbox Live. I think we've all got the that's last week's outline.
Okay, I'm like, we're talking about GamePro?
No,
that's old.
That's last week's outline.
No, but can I say that I'm very disappointed in Mike and Evan for not remembering that I was featured in GamePro?
You were?
Yes.
What for?
Just for girl gamers.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, this was, what, like 5-6 years ago, something like that?
It still matters. It's
I
still
think it was only like 3-4 years
I'm
ago.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Was it more than 2 weeks ago, and did it happen to someone, not me?
You have to remember how Evan operates. If it doesn't, it didn't happen to him, it didn't exist.
It's kind of an accidental sociopathy, really.
Because
I don't dislike other people, I just don't remember.
Fine.
Yes. And I was distracted by Kevin's beard, even though he wasn't here.
Just the thought of Kevin's beard.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's really.
We'll make sure to find a link to Ashley's GamePro fame.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I don't even know where it is.
I'm sure the internet never forgets.
Yeah,
we can find.
I mean, I have an article. I have it. The magazine.
You have a name, and there is a Google. We will find it.
Mm-hmm.
We can find
it. But my whole, so this is funny. If you look up Ashley Hay on Google, the whole page is just my sites except for one other Ashley Hay, and she's an artist as well.
Oh, that poor girl.
You should kill her.
Yeah,
you're like a Highlander,
yeah, I was gonna
aren't
say.
You?
Piss me off, except her stuff is pretty decent. So she's more of a fine artist. She does painting, I think.
This is
so
a Highlander situation, I feel like.
Yeah, at least a deathmatch situation.
Yeah.
You guys should not seek out Highlander situations. The fact that you have a phrase for that scares me.
Hey, if I ever meet my doppelganger, it's on like Donkey Kong. I'm,
except for he's going to be nice and
pleasant.
I would
love to see that fight, actually.
No. I am the good twin of the evil twins. No.
That
we're screwed.
Yeah, that's not good. Anyway, let's talk about Xbox. Now, I think we've all got the update. I know the three of us here.
I downloaded it and hit left a few times and shut down my Xbox. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to get Laurel addicted to Pinball FX, too, so... I did play with it a little bit.
Okay. But. Ashley, did you update your Xbox?
I did.
What do you think? We'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. I think that's appropriate since I am the designy person here.
I mean, you're the one who featured in GamePro after
Miss
all the
Game
rest
Pro.
Of us. I mean,
la-di-da.
I don't even have a writing gig
anymore.
So.
Anyways, I like it. I didn't really like... I liked what it was prior to the last change.
The first one. Like, this is this is what, the third generation of Dashboard?
Sounds right. Yep. Yeah. No.
I like it because I feel things are a little bit more compact and there's not... You don't have to scroll so far to just find what you're looking for. Everything's just, like, on one page. And it really reminds me of the Zune interface. Does anybody have a Zune?
I had one.
Okay. Yeah, basically, like, the Zune interface on... If you go online, it's basically exactly it. And it's... I think everything is categorized well and in an appropriate place. And there's just not so much going on. I don't know. I just feel like the last time it was so... Like they were trying too hard, and this time it's just nice and condensed. And
see, to me, that's the, I dislike the condensed. It seems like it's a lot of wasted space.
I hated the last
dashboard. Oh, you are such not a designer, and that hurts my ears to hear.
That last dashboard was horrendous. It was hard to use.
Well, I'm not saying the last one was better or not. I'm just saying this current one is... It
feels really, like, well-designed to me.
Yep.
And I heard a lot of people bitching that too much shit go on and they couldn't find where things were, but I was like,
did they look?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I'm playing with it. I'm like, everything seems perfectly fine to me. I could find everything. The one thing I found weird was that Netflix and Hulu Plus weren't in the video section, though.
Really?
You have to go to apps.
Oh, that
Well, no, because in the video section, there is a video section, but that's where Windows Media Player and the video player reside.
Yeah,
because
they want to sell their own stuff.
But I just thought it was weird that it's like, so they have the video and music tabs, but my Last FM wasn't in the music tabs, and...
That kind of makes sense because they're third-party applications.
But yeah, so it's all in the apps section, but it was just, I guess I would have liked it if I could have organized my apps by, okay, this is where, you know, the Netflix and the Hulu, and then eventually when I get MLB TV next year, we'll go, and then iHeartRadio and Last FM things in the music tab.
So let me ask you guys a question as someone that's only used it for 5 minutes. I saw a social tab. I'm guessing that's where I find my friends. Like, if I want to see my friends.
Maybe. Yeah, that's where you'd find your friends.
See, I guess what I'm getting at is it seemed, from what I seem, very intuitive. Mm-hmm. The kind of apps video seems like a little
separated. I would it organized more.
Well, on the main page, there is, I think it's in the lower left corner, the quick start. There's like a quick start section, which I assume it looks like it's all games right now, but maybe if you start using Netflix, that shows up in your quick start, which I think would be totally cool.
Uh-huh.
But
I
have no knowledge about that's actually
everyone's
true.
Everyone's Xbox will say Netflix within a month.
Probably, yes.
Because whenever I go on to see what my friends are doing, it's all Netflix all the time.
Almost always, yeah.
Yeah.
I got this one weird friend that I don't think she actually plays games. I think she just turns it on because it's always in the dashboard. It's never doing something. It's just in the dashboard.
She might be using it as like music streaming or something.
No, but it would say like streaming music or something. It just says
not
in the dashboard. Really?
If you're doing it from like a Windows PC, I think it just shows you as dashboard.
Oh, really?
And also it could depend on her privacy settings too.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, everything I liked about it. One thing I know that was talked about before that people were, and I think we may have discussed this too, but people were griping about was the feature, I can't even think of the name of it now. The feature where basically you can go out and tell everybody, hey, I want to play this game with people.
Beacon.
Yeah, beacon. The beacon. Thank you.
That's not Bacons.
Bacons.
So Bacons, the Bacons feature. I prefer the Bacons feature with a little bit of maple going on in it.
Applewood. Applewood smoked.
Applewood smoke, also good.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to use Applewood, being that it's a Microsoft product.
Oh, true.
So.
That was an awful joke.
That was a terrible joke. I apologize.
Evan is very proud of us, though.
I don't know if proud is the right word, but continue.
But no, I really liked that feature. I mean, I think there was people saying that apparently you can only go to some weird website, and that's where people
find it. I had thought that you could only, and in the marketing it seemed to be that you could only do it through the Xbox.com website.
But what I was able to do on it is you can link it to your Facebook account, and that's what I did, is I went on there and posted, put a beacon that I'm like, hey, I want to play Forza 4. I want to race DeLoreans with someone. Come on, let's do it. Because you get DeLoreans in there.
I assume as much.
And it's amazing.
So you got like 86 horsepower, and then you
add
a turbo.
You can soup this thing up,
So
though.
It's like 120?
No, I think mine...
A DeLorean with a proper engine would rip itself apart.
Well, right, it's a video game. Right Boom. Now, yeah, right now I have...
It would just be the engine flying 50 yards down the road.
Right now my DeLorean is racing against, like, you know, not quite Maseratis, but I think I'm racing against, like, Alfa Romeos. All right,
Gran Turismo is the superior racer.
No, it's not.
No. Twisted Metal.
It's not a racer,
Mario
it's a fighting
Kart.
Game.
No. Accurate.
But yeah, no, so it's really cool because you can just, you know, put it out there. Hey, I want to play this multiplayer with
now,
people.
Now, did anyone race you with DeLoreans from Facebook?
I didn't go into Forza 4 yet. This was literally like 2 hours ago.
Oh,
and then I started playing pinball with Laurel.
So with the beacons, can you set like a time for the beacon to go off? Or is it just, a broadcast? Like, I'm going to
No,
play
you just
now.
Go in there. I mean, from my understanding at least, you just kind of go in there and you're like, hey, adding this beacon, let's play X game. And it goes through your entire library of games you've played.
Mm-hmm. And can you only hook it to Facebook or can you do it
so
to...
far I've only seen Facebook. I was kind of disappointed that it's like, oh, I'd like Twitter as well. I don't know if they're planning on adding that.
That sounds like something that they could pretty
yeah.
easily add back
I know
in.
They have the Facebook and Twitter apps that are not automatically on your system now. You have to go back and install them now.
That's fine.
Which
that's
is fine because I don't know anybody who used them after that first week.
Now, can I do a beacon on MySpace?
What's MySpace?
That still is a thing, right?
People use that?
I don't think that exists anymore.
No,
no,
I don't think...
People still use that. I'm amazed at how many people... Like,
those
new
are
pages. Like, new pages.
Those are the same people who use, like, AOL Instant Messenger still.
I still use
AOL Instant Messenger. I know a lot of people that use AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah. What dinosaur age are you guys living
well,
in?
What's wrong
it's
with it?
It's chat. If it works, why change?
No.
I
for one
old
welcome.
Man thing to say.
I for one welcome my Google overlords with everything.
Hey, I forgot my ICQ number. And it pisses me off.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember ICQ.
Do you have a Friendster account still, too?
I never had a Friendster account. I wasn't that
Do
cool.
you still post in your live journal?
No.
Actually, I shouldn't say that Laurel still has some of those.
Yeah.
So
bite
there.
Your tongue.
All right, so let's say let's go on the internet and read some of the comments about the Xbox 360 dashboard update. What would I be reading?
You would be leading a lot of troll comments and people who basically are like, I hate change. Change is bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually heard a couple people complain about what I was talking about, where it's just it seems like it's there's a lot of wasted space. One complaint I read from a couple different people was that everything is, and I don't necessarily understand, and I might be misinterpreting what they're saying, but they seem to complain that everything was the same size. So it was hard to differentiate. Everything was too small and the same size, so it was hard to differentiate from a bunch of them. I don't know what the hell they were talking about.
I have
but
no
I heard
idea.
Enough other people saying it that like this has got to be something and not just a crazy person.
I feel like if we had sound bites right now, we'd have to add in the harumph, harumph, harumph just randomly.
Yeah. I'm for it. Yeah. Granted, I used it as long as it takes someone to hit play Skyrim. So I didn't really play with it that much.
No, you can.
And I'm actually silver right now. My gold expired a couple weeks ago.
What? Can we hang out now? Like,
I don't know if we're allowed
to leave the room, right?
Yeah, we're better than you.
Well,
so
that's fine.
Because we pay for our accounts.
I'm not playing anything multiplayer, and I'm looking around for deals because I refuse to pay full price for Xbox Live.
No, I'm raising my nose up at you. Like,
Look, if you think you leaving my house is a punishment for me,
that's actually
it is because I'm the coolest thing here.
No,
really,
that's Evan winning.
Yeah. I'm seeing no downside here.
That means he goes back to Skyrim.
One thing I have heard people complaining about, and I guess I'm kind of raising my eyebrows for two different reasons at this, is that the new update has removed the party chat feature in Netflix. Now, I'm first raising my eyebrow at that for A, why, and B, why are you upset? Who used this?
Well, clearly, if they're upset, then they used it.
And
I don't get upset about things going away that I wasn't using.
Yeah, I guess I don't really. I'm like, yeah. I guess I don't care, but there was people, obviously, who did raise enough attention about it. It sounds like, from what I read online, too, right before I came over here, is that Netflix plans on adding that feature back in. Hmm. I don't know why they removed it. I think they just...
They probably didn't think anyone used it.
That's probably it.
Or maybe there's enough back-end changes to the new dashboard that it kind of... Like, the old party chat system didn't really work right with the app, and they had to get rid of it. Otherwise, it would break something else. I mean,
yeah.
It's certainly possible. I mean, we can only ever see the... the front part of what they're changing with the dashboard.
Exactly.
And the terms of service, of course. We can always see that.
Right. And wow. I think initially when people were installing it yesterday, people were having issues logging back into Xbox Live and some stuff. So, I mean, it's like with anything, I don't need to get on it right away. I can wait a day for them to kind of figure out when, you know, 3 billion people are trying to do it all at once. I can understand there's going
to
be issues.
When they were getting ready to push that out to everyone, mm-hmm. I was playing Skyrim last night, and I shot a guy with a bow.
In the knee?
And no, I didn't shoot him in the knee. It was in the stomach, and he did the freight train hit where he like flies back like 15 feet, even though nice. I hit him with a bow. And the second I did that, they disconnected my Xbox. Like, they disconnected the Xbox Live because they were just getting ready to push everything out, so they disconnected everyone. And I was like, did I just kill Xbox Live in Skyrim?
Oh,
like,
no.
Was that a guy in the Skyrim?
That was Xbox Live. You found him.
I killed him. No.
It was kind of like, you know, finding someone in the Matrix.
You found the marble in the oatmeal.
I did. Thank you. Nice reference, by the way. Give you credits.
Now you get to drink from the fire hose.
Now I get to drink from the fire hose. That actually sounds delicious right now. But
in this weather?
Well, I'll be inside.
Yeah.
What fire hose is...
Never mind. We'll tell you when you're older.
Okay.
No, gross.
I did try the Netflix just quick to see what it looked like. And I think it's a lot better. It's pretty cool. Like, instead of... You know, the old Xbox Netflix was, you just scroll and here'd be like your recent, or your like recently watched, and then you scroll up and be like horror, you know, instant queue, blah, 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 blah. Well, this time it's like that, except it's stacked. So you can see the movies behind the other ones and the categories. And then if you scroll over one, it'll give you the information just right underneath the movie, so you don't have to necessarily click on it.
Has it decided that it will stop showing you the same, like, 12 movies in the same category all the times, and it doesn't show you the entire library of all the movies available on Instant Queue?
Well, that's just the latest.
Or, like, what's popular.
They don't shuffle the genres at all. I'm with you that they should.
I would really
but
like them to shuffle the genres around.
I'm glad they don't, because you'd see some awful shit.
But sometimes I want to watch a really bad slasher gore movie.
There's a couple 80s. Websites out there that will show you what the new stuff coming out each week is.
Okay.
And I've subscribed to those a couple times just to see, you know, just so I can preemptively put stuff in my Instagram.
Are you allowed to use your Netflix without being a gold member?
No, not on Xbox, no.
Yeah. Oh, you just use it on the Wii.
I use it on Wii or on my PC. So.
Okay.
You as a proud Wii owner, what's your stance on Zelda?
I wouldn't necessarily call myself a proud Wii owner.
Well,
as a person who still owns a Wii.
I am a Wii owner.
Yeah.
And is it 8 or 65?
Yeah. What was that? What was your question here?
Skyward Sword. What's your stance on that?
I'm sure it's good. I haven't played a Zelda game since Super Nintendo, so I do not have any sort of investment in that franchise. So it means almost nothing to me.
You're dead to me.
That's fine. I'm okay with being
strike
dead.
Strike 2.
Yeah.
Strike 2.
I'm a silver member that hates Zelda, apparently.
Wait till you hit strike 3.
Strike 2. Oh, man. The trolls will be out on this episode.
Man.
So another thing that happened also with Xbox Live is the new user agreement came out, and specifically there is some language in the update.
Were there swears?
There's always language in EULAs.
Was it foul language?
No, it was not foul language. Because
I would love to just drop an F-bomb in the middle of like a legal paper just to see if people are paying attention.
But there was a fanciful legal language in here that basically said, you can't file class actions against us, you have to go through arbitration.
Yes. Doesn't that sound a lot like Sony?
Doesn't that sound a lot like a lot of companies?
A lot of everyone.
A lot of everyone right now. And this also sent the internet in an uproar because people got upset that they will not be able to legally troll.
What doesn't send the internet in an uproar?
Yeah, that's basically it.
World peace declared. No!
No! I wanted war. Why? I don't know.
I think it's funny that it seems that it could be just because of it being today, like that there's not much else going on, that the uproar seems much higher with the Xboxes than it was when Sony did this a few months ago.
Yeah, when we're getting just a slew of great games.
Yeah, it was just, you know, now that there's no new stories
going on, I think there was a little bit of there was a higher priority of reasons to be mad at Sony than their EULA agreement.
I'm saying. I suppose you're right.
Xbox has been kind of like the winner here for a little bit until and I don't think this is
in
gonna
terms of mind share, I would say,
and yeah. I don't think this is going to knock it off the mountain by any means. No, what's going on with this? But once people
you
kind
know
of
what? People will sign the EO.
They can't. They can't not sign.
No,
it.
You yeah. can opt out of it.
Oh, you can.
There is links to a website in.
What happens if you opt out of it?
I don't know. Oh. I didn't really bother to because you know I'm of the legal profession. I know how these things work. I'm not really upset about it. And to, if I may, get into a bit of legalese.
He's putting on reading glasses, everyone.
Educate the kids
is
here.
Is it a monocle?
That is a bit
he's
of wearing, a
two,
monocle.
He's wearing two of them, though. Yeah. I think that defeats two the
monocles.
Purpose.
He's squinting awfully hard to keep
you're a bionicle.
I'm a bionicle here. So
that's like a Lego thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Let's derail Mike some more. This is fun. He's like tapping his papers. He's so excited.
He's very proper.
I've spent.
Why are you
a
putting on
today?
A tie right now?
I'm sorry.
It's unnecessary.
Your Honor.
You're wearing a hoodie with a tie. That just looks weird.
Sorry, Your Honor.
It's like that guy from 500 Days of Summer.
Ugh. Cobra Commander?
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah. You stop that.
Anyway, Michael.
All right. If it may please the court, if I may continue.
Very little pleases the court anymore.
All right. So a lot of people have been griping about this, and I remember somebody had actually asked, is this something that can legally happen? And because there
what
was
can
a thing.
Happen?
Well, the fact that they can be like, you can't sue us. Okay. You have to go through arbitration. There was, at one point in our nation's great history, a thing called the Federal Arbitration Act, which basically was a statute that provided judicial facilitations of, you know, private dispute and resolutions through what is known as arbitration. So that whole fancy sentence there. It basically, this is a different way of coming to a third party to settle your disputes rather than just being like, I don't like what you did, I'm suing you.
Mm-hmm.
This was enacted back in 1925. I mean, you can Google it and read it yourself. I'm not going to get long-winded here. But basically, what's
you mean more long-winded?
Well, it's law. You can't be short-winded.
Exactly. But what's funny about this is that there was a case that came out a little while ago that was called Discover Bank versus the Superior Court. This came out 2005 case. The California Supreme Court ruled that an arbitration clause was unenforceable because the class action waiver contained within it would basically take Discover Bank, away from being liable from any wrongdoing involving small sums of damage. However, a case that came out just earlier this year by the Supreme Court overruled that, called AT&T Mobility versus Conception, that basically upholds arbitration clauses in any sort of document that you sign on with, and being that you willingly signed on to this, you are kind of bound that arbitration is how you will settle any disputes versus class action. So if anybody wondering, is this legal? Yes, as of April 27th of this year, arbitration causes any sort of EULA or, you know, agreements, those are a thing that's legal. Right.
So I am naive. Let's just pretend that. What's the difference between arbitration and class action lawsuit?
A class action lawsuit is what has been described to me by, you know, attorneys at work that I've talked to is the scummy part of the law profession. How a class action works is it's basically, or how it, I will use slang here, is it's basically a money grab. Somebody finds something wrong that a very successful company has done and gets a whole bunch of clients together who have found, you know, have had suffered some sort of setback or wrongdoing or whatnot and attempts to sue them with that. What arbitration does is it's a third party who settles the disputes one by one with a company. So let's say Evan decides he doesn't like the new features in Xbox Live and decides to go mental about it. You know, he does some legal trolling. You would have to settle your dispute through a third party person who would determine if any damages could be awarded for your pain and suffering and whatnot, so on and so forth.
So the two important things that I got from why this is a big deal, or at least there's one important thing, but there's another thing. Like, class actions, they weren't always Like, that's kind of how they are now.
Oh, that's how they are now, but it's...
Yeah. I mean, the idea behind them was basically, we have a lot of people, and it would...
A lot of people are upset.
A lot of people are upset about us at a certain company for a certain reason, and it would gum up the system too much to have 300 trials.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just do it all in one, and then everyone signs on. So that was kind of the idea behind them, although you're entirely right.
Yeah,
and this was
told to me, by the way, by a lawyer.
Lawyers are cynical sons of bitches.
Well,
so.
And the funny thing is that I know, as I was talking with him, is that class actions are actually sort of a part of the legal profession that has been phasing out. Like, this arbitration clause has been something a lot of attorneys have seen on the wall for the last 5-6 years, that eventually that's how the legal profession would go. You'd phase these out because they get really time consuming. They are not cost effective, and a lot of times from a lot of people you see dick at the end of it. I mean, it goes on for years. A lot of them are designed to try to force a company into a quick settlement, but that's almost never the case when you're dealing with a Microsoft who's got a really good legal team.
Well, the impression I got from class action, especially now that it's kind of the norm that you get like a buck out of the thing, it's less to get money, it's more to punish the company. You know, which I think, you know, it can be a valid
but
tack.
I think a lot of people go into a class action wanting something. I mean, I signed up for the EA Sports class action suit. It was more because I'm curious to see where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the emails that I get forwarded from this random law firm in New Jersey every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
In about 3 years, when they're finally all done dealing with, you know, EA and all that, I'll see a nickel, and I'll probably frame the check. I won't bother cashing it. It'll just be funny to me.
Yeah, you should frame it. That's a good idea.
Oh.
Where this particular thing, and I think we brought this up when Sony happened, where this is dangerous as far as our stuff is concerned, is it removes the ability, like the arbitration, you know, there's this whole kind of thing that like arbitration almost always favors the company, and be that as it may, okay? The bigger danger here is that you cannot do arbitration, and I could be completely wrong on this, but you cannot do arbitration as a class. You have to do it individually.
Right.
So if all three of us had problems with Xbox that we wanted to sue Microsoft, we couldn't come together in a class action against them. We each have to take on Microsoft ourselves.
Yep.
And that's where it becomes an issue, because gamers, or anyone, frankly, no single person can go up against someone like Microsoft and have any chance of a favorable settlement.
I understand the trepidation there of why people want the ability to go seek legal recourse. At the same time, when we saw the Sony snafu with security this summer, I mean, you'd have to be a pretty big dick to look at what they gave you for all the problems, like a free year, 2 years, whatever it was, of ID protection, free games, free stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And that's better than a 5-cent check. And that's going to cost them in the long run a lot of money for keeping all those people happy. You didn't have to sign up for anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
You got the email saying, here you go, here's your free stuff.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is I can't feel sorry for anyone, because you have the ability to opt out of it. There's links, you know, if you dig a little bit, do about 2 minutes of research, there's ways to opt out of it. You agreed to it, you know. That's your mistake. That's your fault for not reading the fine print. That's not with anything that you sign up with. That is you agreeing to all of the small print, all of the fine print. If you don't take the time to read it, you're held responsible for the contents of what's in it. I mean, if you sign your soul away, that's your damn fault for not reading it.
I was under the impression while this arbitration bit has been pretty much affirmed, and probably won't change anytime soon.
No,
I seem to remember, and again, I could be completely wrong with this, I seem to remember there was an argument that there's still a question whether EULAs are legally enforceable. Because it's not technically a legal contract. And again, I could be entirely wrong with this.
We've talked about that before,
and I'm pretty sure, and I'm sure someone will take that argument in another case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying, I'm just more saying I don't think it's been tested yet. I don't think anyone's brought
that
up
because
yet.
In the case of the AT&T case over here, this is dealing with a signed contract.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not something online digitally where it's an agree, don't agree. And
if you open the CD, you assign, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's And yeah, this argument will probably be made. I don't think, you know, in the modern day that this is the end of kind of dealing with this arbitration stuff right now.
No.
Be as it may, I don't really see the downside of it until it comes out that, you know, these sort of things are going to start heavily favoring Microsoft.
You also have to look at the case. Like, if it's something like, I feel like if it's something a little bit maybe more petty or something like that, then yeah, I mean, it's not gonna get much fervor. But if it's something like Xboxes start blowing up because of the new dashboard update and burning people's houses down, you're probably gonna see that clause, you know, nullified pretty quick. The EOUA thing being figured out and Microsoft being the pants sued off of them. Like,
right.
Everyone that has a house burning down, you know.
And honestly, when I read that, I was like, oh, this just reminds me of them kind of covering their asses because in case something similar maybe happens, happened to Sony and they get hacked. But then I was reminded that it's Microsoft and they're a software company. Mm-hmm. So they kind of got their shit together when it comes to protecting that kind of stuff.
And I also think, given the situation that you were saying, Ian, with, you know, Xbox blowing up and maiming children.
I said burning down houses, not maiming children.
I always go for the maimed children. Call me weird, but
that's why
the DVD tray smacked Timmy in the face.
That's right.
That's why he has such problems with Skyrim.
And going back to what you were talking about, Sony.
Yeah.
All of the things that Sony did weren't necessarily a function of them being sued.
No,
it
not
was
at all.
It was entirely
PR,
social.
Yeah,
it was social pressure.
Yeah, it was a total
PR
thing.
So, given a widespread catastrophic situation, class actions are going to be the least of their problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I think the big thing, if you look at the catastrophic situation I just made up, is that, well, my insurance company will now be suing Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have another big team of lawyers. I don't know. I have a hard time getting excited about any of the legal stuff because I don't foresee myself having to make use of it in a way. Like,
well, if you do.
If I do, I'll go talk to Mike.
Here's my question. Like we were talking about with the party chat with the Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can sort of understand why they did, or excuse me, I can understand that it happened and I can see. I don't understand necessarily why it's a big deal, but there's
people
also the
don't
question.
Like things being taken
well,
away.
There's also the question of why did they do it? Why did Microsoft do this? Why did they make this change? Because, I mean, if we've already said that class actions, they go on forever, and they very rarely make a lick of difference beyond just the social pressure that we talked about, why make this change?
Yeah.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Because the president...
This is the time to do it.
The fact that there is something in place and that they're making the change, they can go ahead and do this in something that, you know, is more favorable and probably more legally cost-effective for them to go through arbitration than hire a team of lawyers. And a lot of this, too, is I think... that
you still need the team of lawyers for arbitration.
Well, no, but
yeah, but the time that you put into a class action versus what arbitration is significantly dwindled. I mean, that's
I
like...
suppose.
On either side of it, I was talking with my attorneys at work that... Class actions.
We should say you work with attorneys. You don't have a team of attorneys.
Well, yes, no.
Handling all of your legal affairs.
Yeah,
he might have a team of attorneys.
It gets very time consuming, and these things drag on for years. Arbitration can be settled in months' time, if that. And I think a lot of this prevents too with these kind of like legal trolls, like the guy we've talked about before, who was so pissed off about getting banned from Xbox Live that he was trying to hire or subpoena the guys from Depeche Mode or whatever.
Yeah.
We talked about this a long fucking time ago.
What you said made no sense.
Well,
welcome to that case.
Yeah, welcome to that case. That was exactly it. But I think this kind of arbitration clause will prevent psychos like Ian from suing Microsoft because they got banned for calling people gay slurs.
What? I don't do that.
You called me bad names.
Is something different, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think not to be pedantic, but whatever.
That's a big word.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think
this would help them against psychos anyway, because this is only affects class action. You can still sue them.
Well, yeah. Right.
You can sue them for whatever you want.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I mean, I mean, I could be wrong, but isn't the EULA where it says you cannot engage as a class?
Yeah, I would have to go read it again because I'm not 100% sure on that now. But
because if you can't sue them even individually, that's I can see being a problem.
Yeah, there'd be definitely a problem.
Let me wage this hypothetical question. I'm not even say I believe in this, but it's just the thought I just had.
Do you not believe in a thing called love?
Sometimes I do, but that's not what I'm talking about. Don't touch me, Mike. That's creepy.
That's hot.
What we know about class actions, they're cash grabs, typically for the lawyers who are hosting.
Oh, yeah, because after all, they get to bill all their time. That's why you only see 4 cents in these things, because, you know.
And some may argue that the legal system in America needs to be reformed a little bit. Is this the corporation kind of taking care of that for us? Like,
define taking care of.
Yeah, I know, but like that's why I say I don't want to believe this. I don't necessarily believe it, but like.
They're not doing this on our behalf.
No, but like. They're basically unclogging the pipes of the legal system in a way.
I don't think Microsoft is decriminalizing drugs or changing the prison system or anything.
If they are doing anything along those lines, it is accidental because if they're unclogging anything, it's because they're scaring people from wanting to sue them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that's a good way of unclogging.
Right. Like I said, don't necessarily believe in it. Just throw out the hypothetical.
No, I understand.
It's just one of those things where like they probably get sick of being sued and having to pay out millions of dollars and seeing lawyers getting rich. And seeing Evan get a check for 4 cents. I mean, what do I do with this?
I still have somewhere in some binder somewhere. I still have my $1.60 from the CD, the Sony rootkit.
You do know that is probably like. No longer valid, right?
No, I moved during that time, so I already got it like 4 months late, so it didn't really matter anyway. It was
they're
valid.
Good for 180 days, aren't they?
I thought it was 3 months. Either way, it's long expired now, so it don't really matter.
Yeah,
with inflation, that thing
PS3.
Is actually like 35 cents now or
that,
something.
That may also be true. But it's not all bad for Xboxes. Nope. Apparently, they're doing Cafe Press now because they can't do their own merchandise.
What's Cafe Press?
I don't think it... Okay, you've never heard of Cafe Press?
No.
That's why he asked, what's Cafe Press?
I don't get out much.
Mike,
you can shut up
before I come across this goddamn microphone and smack you. Anyway,
cough on me?
You can order coffee through it, right?
Yeah. Really? I love coffee.
You can have coffee faxed to you.
I am fueled by
coffee.
That's
what Cafe Press means?
Oh, okay.
So the Xbox is going to make me cappuccinos now?
Awesome.
Jesus.
All
Christ.
Y'all
amazing.
Should.
I might get into cappuccinos then.
You have to have gold membership to
damn it.
All right, Ashley, inform me.
Okay, X or Cafe, fuck you. Press.
What? I didn't do anything.
It's basically like a site like, you know, like Zazzle or Zazzle.
So if I want to make a Superman mug, I can do it on my Xbox now?
No, well, it's not necessarily you can do it on your ex. If you would just shut the fuck up and let me say it. God, why am I even on this show? Nobody lets me talk.
She's mean today.
Well, shut up.
No, oh, I mean, for fuck's sake. All right, basically, it is Xbox is going to have their own store on there, and it's not like just all Xbox stuff that they just uploaded. You can upload your own avatar. And then you can have it in, I guess, like 10 different poses. And you can put on a shirt, a mug, a hat.
Goat seat.
They have so many.
I don't think that's one of the poses.
I don't think.
You know what I would buy, though? You know, I don't rarely ever see the desire in me to get my avatar on a shirt.
No.
But if they offered avatar plushies,
yes.
I would buy one of those in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Well, and you know, like this picture just shows Master Chief. So if you had bought in the costume that was Master Chief, then it would just be like, oh, this is like a Halo shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
if I can get for a while, my avatar was me in a business suit with a samurai helmet. If I could get that on a plushie, I would totally do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't Cafe Press do stuff like that too?
I don't know if they do plushies, but I know. I mean, they do like handbags and.
Hell, do papercraft.
That would be cool too.
What did you say before papercraft?
Hell? Hell do papercraft?
Okay, I'm like, hell dupe? What's hell dupe?
Hell do.
it's a kind of Daedric. It's hell
dupe. It's the thing that makes coffee.
It makes coffee, but only for gold members.
But I don't know. So you just go to xbox.cafepress.com, and you just put in your gamer tag, and then you can choose from a bunch of different poses of your avatar at this point.
What are the prices?
Cafe Press, I think they're pretty standard, you know, for
a shirt.
Oh,
you don't know.
Like $15 for a shirt, maybe?
Yeah, it's like 15, 20, and then a sweatshirt is like 30. Mugs, I think, are like 10, 15, depending. Because you can like choose the type of shirt. You can choose the type of mug. I mean, there's a lot of different choices you have, and that's why like a lot of people will just put their own designs on Cafe Press. Like, I could just go and upload a bunch of my designs, and anybody could buy them. Mm-hmm. But
I know we looked at Cafe Press when we were doing the store stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how great the quality is. I've ordered a couple things from my old job. The quality's not bad if you're doing something on a white or a black, like shirt-wise, but we printed something on a messenger bag, and it was a little weird looking. Like, the colors didn't show up right, so I don't know. Hmm. You're probably safe with fabric.
Well, that's it. We're suing them. It's sort of class action.
But what's their EOUA?
Does Cafe Press have a EULA?
Probably. Now, you can only do this through the Cafe Press website, right? You can't do this through, like, the Xbox. Because I think that would be interesting if you could do it through the Xbox.
Can I pay for it
with
Spacebox?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
that would be cool.
If you can surf, if you can surf the web Xbox, then
it's not like an app.
The Xbox doesn't have a browser, does it?
It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
We actually forgot to talk about that, by the way.
What did we forget?
The new Bing search feature.
Oh, the Bing Crosby.
Yeah. It doesn't actually sing to you Bing Crosby like that, but I was using it with the Kinect, and I was having lots of fun.
Bing?
Yeah, and it's like Xbox, and then the thing comes up, and I have to be Bing, and then say a thing. I'm like, Bing your mom, is the first thing I did, because I'm juvenile, and Laurel just kind of rolled her eyes at me.
Yeah, she does that a lot, doesn't she? Mm-hmm.
I think if I ever got voice activation on the Xbox, it'd just be, Xbox, why aren't you playing Skyrim right now? I'd just be angry at it.
I wish my Xbox would respond to me like Jarvis. That would be cool.
Who?
Iron Man. You know, the voice thing that he's got going on.
Sorry, I was thinking Doctor Who in the reference.
I thought you screwed up Ask Jeeves for a second there, so I was really confused.
Ask Jarvis.
Yeah. There we go.
Anyways.
There you go. So if you want your avatar on a shirt, do you get the pets? Because I have
bears.
I have pets.
I don't know. It just says it selects your gamer avatar. I mean, for the first round, yeah, I'm sure it's just your avatar, but, you know.
How many people are going to get the phrase, do you want to date my avatar, put on these shirts? And can I punch?
Can you even get text
on
there?
And can I punch every person who does?
Is that an option?
Punching people? Yeah, it's always an option.
Yes, I can do it right now if you'd like.
Do you want to date my avatar written on
it? I don't know.
Yeah, can you get text or anything? Is this just a picture of your avatar?
Ashley?
I'm not really. I don't know. The article doesn't say.
I have a feeling this is going to be a feature used by literally dozens of people. So
dozens.
Maybe multiples of dozens. Tens of dozens, maybe.
Yes.
Because I, for one, would not get my avatar.
No. But again, Microsoft, plushie. Just throwing that out there.
You want, like,
can I get a plushie of, like, the Windows 95 logo?
That'd be soft.
I'm sure if you dig around garage sales, you could. Because I think they probably did.
I want to get a copy of Windows 95 on floppy disk. You just had an aneurysm.
No, I'm just thinking I might know someone who's got one.
I really don't want that. Oh, okay. We were talking about, like, the process of, like, installing Windows 95 and disk 9
is
corrupt.
I did that.
Click. Who has disk 9? Shit.
I did that.
You're missing disk 6 to install Oregon Trail. What?
No, Oregon Trail came on 1 5-1/4-inch floppy. That's it.
That's coming out for the Wii now. Did you hear that?
Green, like, monochromatic screen.
They're also doing a social game, too.
They already
Oregon
have
Trails.
One.
Oh, is
that
already out?
Yeah, one of my coworkers
so
plays it on
your family dies?
No, it's very, like, toned down from that, because one of my coworkers plays on her iPad, like, all the time on break.
I've been trying to get, because Oregon Trail, Minnesota product, represent.
Yeah, was that MCE or something?
MECC.
Like that?
Minnesota Educational Computing Company. Booyah. I had seen many of those starter screens growing up. But I've been trying to get those guys on the show for about the last probably 3-4 months. And they're hard to get a hold of.
What's their? They have a new company, don't they?
I think so. I forget what the name is right now. I haven't tried in a few months, but so and of course since it was more than 2 weeks ago, I don't remember anything. But
I'm sure they have like a Scrooge McDuck swimming pool of cold coins.
No, they do not have that much money.
Oh
no, they did not make a ton of money off Oregon Trail. If anything, like this new push to put it out on iPad and all that stuff, that is kind of their way to make money.
Oh, so they still own the product?
I think so.
I will support them making whatever version they want.
The City Pages, which is the local alt weekly here in the Twin Cities, they did a profile of them this summer sometime, and they talk a lot about that. I'll see if I can find the article on the website and put it in the show notes.
Yeah, if they still own the property, they can make whatever version they want.
They should also bring back Yukon Trail. I don't know if it was the same company.
Were you Canadian growing up?
No.
I don't even remember Yukon Trail.
Yeah, Yukon Trail. You got to go to the Alaskan Gold Rush.
Who doesn't remember the Yukon Trail?
I don't remember the game. I remember the concept. I remember it happening. I was there. He's
you were
that
not,
old.
Shut up.
We talked about this in last week's show. I'm 120 years old.
We talk about this every show.
That's true.
Get off heaven's lawn.
Yeah. Damn it.
You throw beer cans at the kids.
He's like movie Gran Torino is Evan.
That's right. I'm not nearly that pretty, though. I'm not Clint Eastwood pretty.
You're not even Clint Eastwood.
What's the
pretty?
One real ugly guy from Police Academy?
All of them?
Yeah, there we go. That's you. Bobcat, there we go.
Bobcat Goldthwait, yeah, that's right.
All of them. Good answer.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. Yeah, there's not an attractive man in that entire movie.
Why did I go to Police Academy?
When Steve Guttenberg's your sexy lead, that strikes me as...
Hey, he's not too bad. He could be worse.
He was 80s cute.
Did you guys see him in Party Down?
Yes.
Yes.
How freaky was that? Because like,
he's aged okay.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
He hasn't aged.
No, you can definitely tell he's older, but yeah, he's still rocking that same haircut, which is... unfortunate, but you know.
So
I'm sure it got him laid.
I'm sure it did.
That haircut, that perm.
Yeah. So do we have anything else to talk about other than
Skyrim?
Well, you had something about Skyrim.
You guys don't want
we have
to
the
talk
darkness.
About-
oh no, we can talk about the darkness before we go to the Skyrim.
That's a curtain.
They had the best quote. I was reading an article with I forget who he was, but one of the darkness guys, and he said,
"Is this that band that?" Did the song?
No, that's weird though. We've had two accidental references to the band The Darkness, the show. That's kind of funny. No, this was, I wish I could remember who it was, but he said, the quote was, it's not how you kill a dude, it's why you're killing the dude.
I'm interested.
Yeah. And it was just funny. Like
it was just
funny that he just kept using dude. This guy's like the PR guy. And he's like, we're calling it killing the dude.
That's the opposite of what I was about to call Bloodsport, but it's really Boltstorm in my
yes.
It's not about how. It's about how many can you kill in that game. You know.
That's true. That's true. No, so what is this big thing with darkness now? Some sort of vendetta mode or whatever the hell?
Yeah, so you guys know that I'm excited about the darkness too.
We are.
Maybe the only one. I'm hoping not.
I don't know. I might be interested now.
Okay.
Tell. Mike found out there's killing dudes in it, so
and it matters how you kill them, so
yeah.
I'm
well okay, so the game You're Jackie, and you play like your story mode and whatnot. You know, I've talked about this before after San Diego Comic-Con, but basically, I guess they have a vendetta mode. It's a co-op four player mission type style. It's kind of like Left 4 Dead. So you can you could be two people, you could be four, whatever.
Now, is there only one darkness in this?
There is only one darkness, but the cool thing is, so you're these four people who are on Jackie Estacado's side, and you're going against the Brotherhood, which is like the bad guys in the darkness too, that are trying to take the darkness from Jackie.
Are Brotherhoods ever good?
Yeah. No.
Assassin's Creed, isn't it? That was the Brotherhood.
Was that the Brotherhood? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
You were assassins, so...
So I guess it's...
I was going to say, I mean, you're good, like...
They're not
Dexter
squeaky
good.
Clean, but, yeah.
You're good, like Dexter good, where you, like, you're a killer, but you kill bad people.
I'd say you're a little bit better than Dexter, though, because you're not, like, maiming and torturing, but sure. I understand where you're coming from.
I don't know how you played Assassin's Creed, but...
I was going to say, okay, anywho. So you're these four people. You are a Scotsman named Jimmy Wilson.
Scotsman?
And, you could be a Japanese swordsman in Inugami. There's a female character named Shosana and a witch doctor named J.P. Dumond.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
All games need a witch doctor.
Yep. So
I'm even going to skip the witch doctor song for this. It's too easy, but
thank
I could.
Please don't.
So you're these four people, and Jackie gives them each a darkness ability. So you can shoot a gun, and you have a darkness power. And so here's just an example of their powers. Jimmy can spawn dark exploding minions, which are the little darklings that you call up. Shosana has the ability to of gun channeling, so she can just all of her gunshots are just crazy, like a magnum, like just really strong. Inugami can stun his enemies in the blink of an eye, and Dumond can create devastating black holes with his witch doctor.
As opposed to happy slappy black holes.
Well, yes.
The most destructive force in the universe.
Blah.
So there's.
I'm down to play a witch doctor, though.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's, yeah, you got like a Scotsman, a chick, a Japanese guy, and a witch doctor. So it's a lot
it's
of
a typical lineup. You know, right.
Yeah, your typical lineup.
Set up
of
for a joke.
Gang killing thugs.
See, I was kind of hoping when I read about 4-player co-op on the darkness. Now the darkness, he's got like some sort of demon black thingy in him.
Yes.
And he's got these four tentacles.
He's got multiple tentacles.
I was hoping that the 4-player co-op was one person played Jimmy and the rest of the players played the various tentacles.
You mean Jackie? But yes, no.
Whatever.
No.
This sounds
is separate
awful.
From Jackie.
I didn't say it'd be good. I just said I was hoping for it.
But you see, it's like a narrative, you know, and it's a little bit better than Left 4 Dead where you're not just trying to get to an end. There's a little bit more to it. You're either trying to retrieve something, an artifact, killing a specific person, obviously, or the usual gang things that people do in gangs. I don't know, smoke crack, fuck shit.
Wow, that just went to a dark place.
Well, it is called the darkness.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Ian, where have you been?
Try to keep up here.
I've been kind of taking a little cat nap here, so
yeah. You know.
So I guess so the Destructoid, they reviewed it or previewed it. And, you know, they were like, well, it's going to be a lot like Left 4 Dead. But I guess they said because of the darkness powers and the different kind of melee weapons and guns that you can have, it really changes it up to a whole different experience. And it is like, how can you kill these guys? Because the thing about darkness is he can summon minions. He can create black holes just like all these people can. But you can do it just as one person. I mean, you can have the tentacle guys like rip apart somebody. You can. I mean, it's pretty dark, but it's pretty awesome.
This ain't no My Little Pony.
It just makes me even more excited for the darkness because it comes out in February, and as you know, I really like co-op games, and I
like the ones that she always plays with me.
Well, I don't want to play games with you.
Oh, well,
just kidding.
I'm glad you admitted it finally.
No, but I usually play it with Cole first.
She'll kick your ass.
Yeah, Cole has the advantage of living with her.
Yeah,
makes it a little easier to adjust the schedules around.
Well, fine then.
Just start playing Gears of War with Laurel.
Yeah, I would love to see that,
actually. I
don't
think that's ever going to happen. Laurel is, like, super, like, pacifist nice, and I'm not.
Well, it's like oil and water.
Yeah.
So you can, like, do all the missions in an order, or you can just pick different scenarios, I guess, and it's called hit list mode. So it just seems like it's a nice way to integrate a co-op aspect to this game.
I'd be totally
game.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
And again, more games with witch doctors.
Exactly.
That's one of my biggest things I'm looking forward to Diablo 3 for.
And Scotsman. Let's be honest.
There's not enough Scotsman.
What about a Scotsman witch doctor?
Not possible.
Why doesn't not? Exist.
The Scots don't believe in witches.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's science right there.
Science!
That's right.
All right. We need to talk about Skyrim.
We can talk about Skyrim here. I have a bigger question about Skyrim, but it was brought on by Skyrim.
Are we going to be like talking about God and stuff?
No.
Do you want me to tune out?
No. You can. This is good for you as well, because you don't have to have played Skyrim to talk about this.
Can I
You do
out?
Not have to have rimmed the sky to play.
No, you do not.
You've not to have taken an arrow in the knee.
Yeah.
No. So, I've been reading, you know, at work, I try to avoid work. in general. And I'm about...
How's that going for you?
So far, not bad.
Nice.
We're in the very, very slow time of year at work, so it's like I basically... I'm working from home like 3 days a week now.
Nice.
So it's going to be awesome for at least the rest of December. Anyway, so I'm about 2-3 weeks behind in some of my FARC threads, FARC.com. It's a discussion site. So anyway, I'm a couple weeks behind on my FARC threads. And so now I'm getting through all of the Skyrim threads that were coming out right when the game started. And people were talking about exploits and bugs and things like that. And the more I was reading this stuff, and reading strategies like here's how you get your smithing skill up to 100 really quickly, and here's how you do this.
You mean like you just constantly smith shit?
Well, yes, but I mean it was like weird little kind of quirks in the system.
Like how if you hit the first guy you hit like meet repeatedly, you'll level up something.
Exactly. There's another trick where apparently in one of the castles there's guards doing arrow practice, and I thought this is indicative of my issue. Okay. So there's these guards doing arrow practice, and their script is to go to a spot and they shoot arrows unending at these targets. And one of the highest level item in the game are these Daedric, which are kind of like demonic. There is a way to do it where you can basically follow these guards back to their room. When they go to sleep, you pickpocket them, you take out all their arrows, and you put one of these Daedric arrows in their pack. And then when they go back to do target practice the next morning, all they do is shoot demonic arrows. So you can get basically unlimited of these incredibly hard-to-find arrows. And I was reading this stuff, and I said this on Twitter too, nothing hurts a game more for me than realizing it's a game. Like, a big story-driven game like this, when I realize it's a game, when I kind of see the mechanics under it, it completely ruins it for me. Like, I realize that I'm not in a story, I'm playing this game. And I don't know why. And to kind of broaden this a little bit, has ever reading about a game or discussing a game or, like, reading strategy guides or anything, has that ruined the gameplay experience for you?
Well, I'm not going to say you're full of shit.
I realize...
But I'm going to say you're...
No, but...
I realize I'm a special case because I'm weird. But.
So, I think I kind of have that. I got really nervous about Skyrim when I was reading all about the glitches. And I've hit a few little glitches which were more annoying than anything. For me, I just kind of put that on a filter, right? I just kind of read this story like, huh, that's interesting. Next story, right? Like, I kind of put that filter on. And I don't let it get to me too much. And I think Skyrim, specifically the Bethesda games, are games where people like to find that kind of stuff. Because they're so detailed-oriented and they're so meticulous in what they do, and they craft such a huge role that, you know, yeah, like you said, I think the arrow thing is really different than maybe like a dragon flying backwards. I mean, that's just kind of bad.
That's just a bug. Yeah.
But like you saw how the game works. It says, okay, I have arrow, pull out arrow, shoot arrow. It's not like they have infinite arrows on them because you need to be able to pickpocket them, right? Mm-hmm. So you have kind of two systems that don't necessarily play well. Mm-hmm. So they whatever arrow they have, they shoot. It kind of makes sense, like logically, how you'd build that piece. But yeah, I just kind of filter that stuff out. I don't let it bug me. I kind of like, oh, that's cool. I also don't seek out exploits, though. I don't seek out how people are gaming the system.
Yeah, well, neither was I. It was just, it's weird. Like, I like this show. I like people talking about games, but I don't necessarily like them dissecting games.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. Which is why I love being on this show, because none of you are as detail-oriented as I am.
No, we're
true,
quite
true.
Opposite.
Cause
games are fun.
I hit buttons and shoot things. Yeah, yeah. I'm a mega nerd, so yeah. I understand that. But, I mean, has reading about stuff ever ruined a gameplay experience? Now, Mike, you're a big story guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you ever run into the situation where reading about it, and I'm not talking like spoilers and stuff, but like reading about some, you know, kind of the mechanics of something or strategy guides or anything like that, has that like ruined the experience for you at all?
No. See, I will...
Is this just going to be everyone telling me I'm crazy?
No. Because okay. The only time I ever like look up anything like that is if I'm in a mode where I'm like, I cannot figure the fuck what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that happens a lot in those big universe games where I kind of get to the point where I'm like, I'm really overwhelmed. I've got like 20 things on my list. What should I do right now? Like, what could I do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll kind of be like, all right, well, let me look at this. What do I have to do for this? sometimes it, like, I can't read too much about what's going, like, what to do, because otherwise it's kind of like, oh, well, now I just kind of feel like I'm going through the motions.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's exactly my issue.
So, I mean, it'll kind of be like, all right, I just need to figure out this one little part, but then sometimes I have to be like, I can't read the whole fucking thing. Otherwise, then it's just like, okay, yeah. Now I'm just kind of annoyed that I have to play it versus wanting to just watch it as a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of use that, at least online help for Skyrim, as more of a way to teach myself how to play that kind of game, because I've pretty much going into this have played very linear games where you know what you're going to do. And the moment was I was going up to see the Greybeards, and I had to get past that Frost Troll, the one that kicked everyone's ass. I was not I was not ready to play with this guy yet. So I'm like, there has to be a strategy. Like, I am new to these kind of games. I should go, let me just go read about this one case. And so I was reading on the forum, and someone just said, I just ran. I'm like, that's an option? Because in my mindset, you have to kill everything put in front of you.
It's also in Mike's mindset, yeah. For completely different reasons.
That's, yeah.
So, like, if something attacks me, I didn't think running was an option.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, like, that's an interesting take on it.
But then Lydia.
Oh, I brought her back to a city and told her to wait there.
But she has to carry your burdens.
I hate when she says that.
I guess it's my duty.
So, yeah, shut up. Your yeah, burdens. Shut up.
Yeah, you are my house, Carl. You were appointed to me. I'm sorry.
You're my bitch.
Have either of you guys bought a dog yet?
You can buy dogs.
You can buy dogs.
Yeah.
Where?
No. How? It's in the.
How much?
Well, I was telling you about this before. I was over in the far west side. East side. Sorry.
You're on the east side.
I was on the far on the east side, and I went into a bar, and I got in this drinking contest with a guy. And I won, but then blacked out and woke up on the far west side of the map over in Markarth, I think is what the city's called.
America.
And right outside Markarth, you can buy from in the stables. There's a guy that will sell you a dog.
Oh.
It's 500 gold. He doesn't carry shit.
Does it attack crap at least?
Yeah, he's like a war dog.
Oh.
So he's just like
is it kind of like dog meat?
He's just like another. I never actually got dog meat, so I have no idea.
You know, I don't know if I talked about this when I played Fallout 3, oh, but God. I got to the point where I got really emotionally attached to dog meat, to where if anything happened to him in the game, like, I would load a game from, like, 2 hours previous.
What's dog meat?
Dog meat was your dog companion in Fallout 3 that you could find.
Mm-hmm.
And I got very emotionally attached
to him. No, this dog, my dog's name is Vigilance. You don't get to pick the names, but
I want Virtue.
Yeah. But
that's cool.
But I was pissed that he couldn't carry anything, because that's really all I wanted him for. Because I honestly, I'm the way my guy is, I've been screwed over by my coworkers more often than not, like, you know, your companion.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm like, how does work have to do with your Skyrim?
What has Lydia done to you?
Yeah, Lydia fights good.
Lydia fights fine. But when you're trying to sneak up on a guy and she just goes, you know, she pulls a Leroy Jenkins and just fucking runs past you to run
that's
into the guy.
That's why you say wait here.
Yeah. I can't do that every 10 feet.
Well, stop sneaking so much.
Right.
I'm an archer.
Why? Why are you an archer?
I'm a thief archer. That's all we do.
I am an axe wielding mage.
I'm just, you know what I am. I'm just going into shit. What's the biggest sword I can find? Let's fuck shit up.
Oh
my God! But no, anyway, back to the my original point. Ashley, have you ever kind of had that where the discussion of a game ends up ruining the game for you?
Not really, because I don't really like surprises. I don't like surprises. I know I don't ever think it's not a game. I still can get very emotionally invested, but I still am always conscious that this is a game. Yeah, I don't really like surprises. Like, I was that kid that went and looked for their Christmas presents.
I also have
yeah.
as well.
But
and,
yeah, I never
and
did.
What was
I
the most
have...
badass thing you found ahead of time?
I found out I was getting a Kinect ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, you were hunting. Okay, you cheated for that, by the way.
How did I cheat for
you
that?
Looked at the credit card statement.
Yeah. That's why Laurel, like, has gotten smart and has a separate account
yeah,
now,
that's why you don't do joint accounts.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, like when you're childhood, like when you're like little Mike or little Ashley, he's like so excited.
Yeah. I was really excited when I got a My Little Pony that you could. It was a very large one.
Oh, I remember those.
Like,
yeah,
could you sit on it?
I remember. I actually opened it a bit. Like, I tore like a little piece to see, because I'm pretty sure. Like, I was pretty sure I knew what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. And then I tried to retape it, and my mom found out. She's like, "You ever do that again, you're not gonna get your new fucking presents." I was like, "Sorry." It's like, sorry about that. Don't plan to do that again then.
Then you got better at taping.
I found out I was getting a Sega Saturn. That was probably like the most. I had actually, as I stared at the box, actually was considering for a moment, could I open this, play it, and then put it back in the packaging?
For me, December is a very important time of year because my birthday is the week before Christmas. So it's like literally all of my gift giving is compressed in about a 7-day period.
My birthday is a couple of days ago. And
yeah. Everyone, happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, but did you guys, but did you get this a lot? This is your birthday and Christmas present.
Oh, yes.
No. My mom,
I got that a ton.
My mom would sometimes take my birthday present from under the tree, though.
Yeah, that would happen to me.
But always made me feel like I was getting shortchanged for Christmas.
Several of my cheaper relatives would pull that. And it was
even though it wasn't a more expensive gift or it wasn't more gifts, they still would be like...
She would just put it there so I wouldn't know where it was.
No, like Evan's family. Did you at least get more?
No.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll let it go. I have no choice,
actually. What do you want for your birthday? I feel bad now.
I'm terrible with gift giving. I talked about this on Well-Fed Guide this week. I am the worst person in the world to ask what I want because everything I want is several hundred dollars.
That's exactly the same.
That is a typical man. Like everything
I know.
You guys want is so expensive.
Here's what you do. So you know all those things you want throughout the year but you don't buy? You put those on an Amazon wish list.
No, I don't. I buy them though. That's the problem.
Oh. Yeah.
See, like Captain America, on the wish list.
I wouldn't mind Captain America.
A 12-inch steel bender. You know, from Futurama, on the wish list.
I asked for Assassin's Creed for my in-laws.
Wait, you want an assassin to hit your in-laws?
No.
Okay.
No, they're lovely people. But
I my stuff that on my Christmas list is so lame this year. I'm like, a shower curtain, a safe.
Yeah, that's we got a safe on ours, yep.
I have like 12
like
coffee
moisturizer that's really expensive that I don't want to buy myself.
That's very girly. Right
well, there. I just don't need, but it's like, honestly, like I don't need more things. And Cole will ask and get all the games anyway, so I might as well get things that we need.
Yeah, I don't want games this Christmas because like,
I've
already
games on there.
Like I'm like I've already got too much shit going on as far as games. Like
I was worried about this. Like I was thinking for a while, like Skyrim is so like gonna suck up so much of my time.
It is ruining games for me.
For me, because it's so big, it actually makes it easier for me to play other games because it's basically it's a background thing now. It's like this is what I'm doing in between other games because it's so huge. I know I'm not going to finish it anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm not in any hurry.
I think about it all the time.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I, but like if I got Assassin's Creed for Christmas or if I got I put the Ico Shadow of the Colossus collection on there as well. If I got those for Christmas, I'll stop playing Skyrim. And then just play it, then come back to it. Because I know I'm going to put, you know, several hundred hours into Skyrim.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat right now with it, too. Cause I'm actually juggling, and God help me for even considering this. I'm juggling 5 games right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, let's talk about those real quick. Because we already mentioned Forza.
Right.
Yep. We talked about Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Portal 2.
Okay.
Saints Row 2. And I actually just recently also picked up... Well, yeah, and I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2 right now as well. And then I picked up from a friend NBA 2K11 just to try to play the Jordan moments. And realized, nope, this is why I don't play basketball games, because I don't understand the sport of basketball at all. And I am like... down by 20 points because I'm like, well, I'm just going to charge everyone. No, that's a penalty. Well,
yeah, that's against the rules.
Wait a minute. That works in Madden and the baseball.
That's a different sport.
I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Different sports have different rules, Mike.
Yeah. So it's the basketball thing is not working out so well for me because I'm terrible at playing it.
For the record, I don't consider a racing game as part of the gaming like queue, like what's stacked up, because that's like 15 minutes of track.
No, see,
there's
I
no story.
Actually, with that, it's kind of like when I play with Madden, where it's just like half the fun of a game like that to me is the micromanagement.
Oh,
I have spent good 2 days with a couple hours in it each, preparing for off-season mode and draft mode in a franchise in Madden, to where I have the notebook out and I'm like, okay, in this scenario here, in this round, if this guy's available, we gotta go. Like, I will go into psycho GM mode. With baseball, it's even worse because I will sit here and wheel and deal and just do crazy shit. Like, it's where I'll turn on a game and Laurel's like, I didn't hear you play baseball at all. I'm like, no, I was. I was just trying to work out a 7-player trade with another team, and yeah. But with Forza, half the fun for me is trying to learn. Like, I like cars, but I know nothing about them. I don't change my own oil. I pay someone else to do that. And in Forza, there's so much of this little micromanagement of...
Can you change your oil in Forza?
No.
In Gran Turismo, you have to.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And you have to wash your car.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
It affects your aerodynamics. I don't know about that.
But, like, I mean, you can do all the crazy things about changing the specs in your engine, putting in different spark plugs, I mean, changing tire pressures, all sorts of crazy stuff to change the dynamics of the car. And I'm reading up a lot online trying to figure out, well, what's the best way to do it? Because I don't want to download somebody else's specs. No, I want to make my own. I want this car to be my own. I want my DeLorean that I'm racing against, you know, cars that can hit 175 miles an hour that I have decked out in some crazy Tron style right now, my DeLorean.
I had that moment in Gran Turismo 5. I won. It was like a Buick Grand National or some like kind of old 80s, like overcharged supercar, kind of, you know, like old American muscle thing. And it was the only thing I had to qualify for this one race. It was, you know, really fast cars. But this car being from the 80s had rear wheel drive, no traction.
Yeah.
So you basically hit the first corner and all you do is spin.
Oh, yeah. I'm dealing with that a lot in the DeLorean where I'm just like, I'm having to learn to basically e-brake it and flip every, like, just flip the back end around in every corner.
You're drifting.
Well, so, but basically. But what I learned, though, is if I increase braking power to the real world wheels only, like a little bit more than the front wheels, mm-hmm. I can put myself actually into the skid a little bit. But control my way through it.
Right.
And by changing how the braking dynamics work, it's like, but it's that moment of like, I'm in control of this car.
I know, and I'm like, oh my God, I figured it out.
Yeah.
What happens when you divert power to the forward shields, though?
Well, then the photons don't get through.
Okay.
That's
good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm actually really enjoying like racing around the little...
Forza 4 is on my Christmas list, too.
And the neat thing about it is, too, is the Kinect support.
For subtle head movement.
No, not only that, you can actually race with the, like, you can pretend to, and there's a thing for that. Favorite Chivo, by the way, in Forza 4 is getting a DeLorean past 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do.
Which I had to soup it up in order to get it to do that. So.
Oh, man, I want to go and play Gran Turismo 5 now.
Yeah, put in the first round of engine specs.
I haven't played that since Extra Life.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of the last racing game I played.
Twisted Metal.
Yeah, that might have been. No, I'm trying to think.
Cruisin' USA.
No, I never played that.
San Francisco Rush.
I've never even heard of that. Probably the first Need for Speed. It was probably the first like proper racing game.
Funny thing in that game, too, is there's actually a car in there that I've toyed with buying after, like, in a couple of years when the TARDIS breaks down. And I was just like, I was giddier than shit that it was in the game. Because I'm like, oh, my God. I'm totally just going to play this like car for a next hour, so it's like I'm going to test drive it. But it's not really going to work like that when I actually buy the car.
No.
What car is it?
It's just another different Scion.
Ah.
It's their Scion TC. It's like their sports car.
Their sports lunchbox.
Yeah. No, it's not a lunchbox even. Oh. It's actually a sports sedan, but coupe or whatever.
Who cares?
But yeah, so Evan asked me on GChat. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you asked me?
No, I don't.
Well, so,
I think you were drunk. Remember anything?
Yeah. You were talking about.
I wish I had drug use to blame on this. I really do, because that would mean I'm so much cooler than
it
I
was
am.
Less than 24 hours ago, but you were talking about how you want to start over on Skyrim because you think you screwed up your kind of character in a way, not necessarily by building him wrong, but by the fact that you can create a good guy, and this is where I think you're going. You can create a good guy. But to do all the quests, you have to do some evil things.
Wait, so I actually, just to interrupt in that quick, I haven't actually figured out if there's any sort of morality.
There
is none.
There isn't. Okay, so I'm just kind of like...
I mean, it's an entirely internal thing.
It's in your mind. The morality is in your head.
Because I kind of want consequences for me being a dick.
That was what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Because to me, and part of this is my general problem with Skyrim's just quest bugginess. Like, here's a perfect example. Again, going back to my the quest is actually called A Night to Remember. Okay.
Ooh,
where
romantic.
it's the one where you black out and wake up on the opposite side of the fucking province. And you're starting to it's kind of like The Hangover, where you're starting to piece together what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally, because you know, it's always you go from A to B to C to D, and then you figure it out. I accidentally skipped to C. I talked to the person you talked to at C, and it screwed up the entire quest. And it's one of those where I mean, I know where I have to go now because she gave me where D is. So it's like I know what I got to do to finish it, but. I went to this random person, and one of my conversation options was, where's the ring? I don't know what the ring is. I don't know that there's a ring involved. I don't know what the hell happened.
But I'm
curious where the fuck this ring is and why I owe this person 1,000 gold for this ring. And
it's on its way to the mountain to be destroyed.
Maybe. Actually, I think I pass a mountain. But then again, there's mountains everywhere, so it's not really that impressive. But it's one of those where it's like, here's another perfect example. There's a situation where basically you have to investigate this person. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, but he's, you know, in this universe, the worship of this particular god is banned.
Yep. Talos.
Talos. I'm being general for people that haven't played.
The great and mighty, powerful Talos that you have to hear about every fucking time you're going.
Anyway. Yeah. So you gotta you were sent to go check out this guy who is a guy you like, a guy who's helped you out, and you have to go investigate him for Talos worship, which he is. He's a worshiper. Big shock.
Yeah.
The only option you have once you figure this out is to rat him out. There's no option to say you didn't find anything. There's no option
you can't
to
hit B.
There's nothing.
Because I found that a lot of times I thought I was being trapped into an answer, and I hit B and I was done.
Or then you just leave the conversation. Yeah. But then the quest isn't over.
That's fine.
No, you see that? No.
No, not to Evan.
No,
it's Evan's neurosis.
There's a bullet point that's not filled in, damn it. But no, I mean, there's no options to warn the guy, to say, hey, I'm going to rat you out. If you leave town now, you'll be safe. It's one of those where I'm kind of, you know, much like Mass Effect kind of burned me out of this idea that RPGs should be a certain way. I think Skyrim has burned out my enjoyment of open world games because they're never the game I want them to be. They don't give the level of options. I almost prefer games a little more linear and a little more well defined character. Like I find that I like characters
like
less.
Nathan Drake, you know who he is.
I know who he is. I know how he's going to react to him.
He's going
to
shoot and kick.
Exactly. Or you know if it's left to me to completely craft a character. Then give me the options to actually make him interesting. Like, give me ways to do it. Like,
Fallout 3.
Much more so. I mean, Fallout 3 was a step in the right direction mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. But I want to have as many different ways of solving things. And like, I'm fine with the goofy one off quests being a little linear. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with that. But like the named quests, I want to be able to approach things from different ways because it seems like the only way you can go is you can't really be out for yourself at all. You have to be kind of one or the other if you want to do everything. And I realize part of that is so that they can encourage you playing multiple times through.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to play the game. I want to play.
I think part of it is your neuroses, though. Is the fact
I am well aware.
Because I think, to me, when I was driving over here, I was thinking about this, because I was actually thinking it's really cool. Because I like the fact that there's no sense of morality. I actually kind of like mm-hmm. that, because what it really means to me is that you have kind of a couple ways to play it. The first one being is, I'm just going to do every damn quest. I'm going to go to the Thieves Guild, I'm going to go do the Good Guild, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
And nothing will really change, and your enjoyment of the game will be exactly that. But you can do a self-imposed morality. Okay, so this is a Thieves Guild. I don't know if I'm, I have this name quest, but I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with having an unfinished quest, at least to me.
Well, no. And
to Evan, there is.
And so I think that's where it comes in. Like, you have this self-imposed morality. Like, is this a story I want to partake in? Mm-hmm. And if you have no morality, you go through the game, you do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Like me.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, but there's also, I think, something to be said for allowing, like you said, Mike, you know, I want there to be consequences, and mm-hmm. I want there to be ways of influencing the world in a more complex way than we are often given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fine with being essentially a bit player in this universe, which I realize, it, you know, as you progress in Skyrim, it doesn't quite become that way. But now it feels like I'm just this guy that there's all of this stuff going on, and I'm just kind of a minor part of it.
Have you seen the Greybeards yet?
Yes, I have.
Like, you're the Dragonborn.
I know, but yeah, I don't...
You are the motherfucking Dragonborn.
Yeah, there's nothing normal about you.
I understand that, but it's like...
You have tiger's blood in your veins.
I don't feel you like... Could take an literally, in my case, because I'm a case. I'm a cat, I'm so... A case.
You could take an arrow in the knee and still
I'll
be an
fine.
Adventurer.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those words, like, there's all of these little things that I wish the interaction was a little more sophisticated than it is.
I'm excited for, like, Skyrim 2, right? Like, the next game from Bethesda. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that impressed with Fallout 3, but that's because I have the... I don't like post-apocalyptic.
I think the problem is, I don't think you can do a game the size of Skyrim and make it as sophisticated as I want it.
Yeah.
You know, that was one thing I
you could, it would just end up being an MMO. That's the only way.
No, you can't. Possible. No, and I was actually thinking about that too, because I've been reading about, like, the Old Republic and, crap, what the hell is it called? Like, Wildstar? There's a kind of a sci-fi-y game coming
Wildstar
out.
Star
Wildstar sounds right. It's one of those where it's like, I can't get into those games because they don't let you play the game I want to play. Like, I mean, you're getting there with from what I've read about the Old Republic, where, you know, you leaving this guy alive in this one particular quest, and he'll show up like six quests later, a lot of interrelated storylines. I'm totally cool with that, and I wish more things would do it, but there just isn't enough of that in an MMO that... Like, I am that story guy that Mike, you know, that you say you are too, where it's like, mm-hmm. I need to have some sort of meaningful interactions between things and not just a bunch of people playing in a sandbox.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's always been my problem with a game like Grand Theft Auto, and I'm running the same thing too with Saints Row, where it's just like, there's story, and then there's just gameplay that almost gets in the way of the story.
Oh, and like driving cars in Grand Theft Auto is a pain in the ass.
It's not even that. It's just like, you know, like, okay, here's your mission, is to take out these people who are after you. And it doesn't really, it's like, you look at the story and you're like, it doesn't fit.
It's weird.
It doesn't fit. Like, it's like, this is an annoying thing I have to do to get to the next, get the next, you know.
You know, to use a classic actor cliche, what's my motivation? Like, why am I doing this?
It's almost like I'm only doing it to achieve the Pavlovian response of getting more story. But I don't really enjoy doing it. I have to in order to get to next treat.
Storytelling, you know? In video games is really hard. We're kind of, I think, in the early ages of story, like great storytelling in video games. And I'm going to call back to Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that had a great way to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It engrossed me, and I was able to play the game like I wanted to play. And then I think what we're seeing now is that people are like, okay, people have told stories now. Now they're learning how hard it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what it really comes down to, is with a game like Skyrim, to tell a story, like, so if I go join a guild that has an allegiance to a certain side, because there's multiple sides in that game, mm-hmm. you know, every city has a faction, it seems, then that should... pretty much it should exclude me from half of the missions.
Right. It's mm-hmm. kind of like in Fallout New Vegas. I mean, if for any whatever weird reason you would decide to join up with Caesar's Legion over the New California Republic, which I think we determined there is no benefit to doing that. There's not even an achievement.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. There's not even an achievement.
Nope, not even an achievement. Yeah, there's really... It's like, it should... And that's what pissed me off with the ending of that game, is it's like, oh, and by the way, you know how you've done all this fucked up shit to our side? We'll forgive all of it if you decide to join us in the final battle. It's like, well, that shouldn't be an option. You know?
No.
So I think what excites me...
I don't know.
What excites me about Skyrim is the fact that I have this one character I created. Right now, like I was saying, axe in one hand, fireball in the other. If at one point I want to start wielding a broadsword, I can do that. If I at some point want to switch sides, I can do that. I don't have to go start managing multiple characters, know where each character is within the story.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose what I want to do on that given day. And it breaks the story a little bit, but at the same time, it will allow me to keep playing it for even longer. So I guess like the way I think of it is not necessarily a complete story, but I'm partaking in small short stories.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, and maybe this is just buggy writing on their part, but it's just, it's one of those where it's like, I want there to be options with stuff. I dislike linear, especially when you're dealing with people and factions and politics and things like that. I want there to be, and maybe it's just because I love dialogue characters. Like in all of these games, my character is always very dialogue heavy. I'm always the charismatic sniper. It tends to be the type of guy I play.
Oh, the dialogue in this game is awful.
It's awful, but I'm just talking in terms of, you know, I want to be able to tell off a particular guy.
Yeah.
Or I want to be able to betray somebody. And fully accept the precautions of that, you know, but they're the repercussions of that, not just the precautions of that.
No.
What about the brass?
Brass I'm open to.
Strings?
Fair enough, not so much. But I'm curious what the listeners think, if I'm just crazy or I mean, I'm still not going to say Skyrim is my game of the year. I think there's enough wrong with it, and it does some things not good enough for me to unseat Portal 2, in my opinion, as game of the year.
See, and what's funny is, since I've been playing Portal 2 now, I would push Portal 2 past Arkham City. I'm not going to push it past Skyrim yet, but I'm definitely... Portal 2 did enough drastically, like... It made enough drastic improvements over 1 and is like really made a compelling story that, and the puzzles are just like, holy shit. Like, to me, like going on in the game, like,
have you gotten to the gel stuff yet?
No.
Oh, I've God. Been, that's where it gets exciting.
Because I've seen that on Think Geek and I'm like, well, now I want to know what the hell this is all about.
Yeah. Have you ever had a problem in the first one with split second timing?
No, see, now I'm fine with that, because you have to do that a lot of that shit almost like right away.
Yeah,
into, and now you've gotten this whole thing that's like redirecting lasers into, you know, and using portals to get shit.
Oh,
to,
just wait.
Oh, it's. It, I understand your argument for Portal 2 as game of the year,
mm-hmm.
but I still think you're a little crazy.
Well,
I've been accused of far worse on the show.
I am very compelled to the story in it. I want to know, like, well, what's going on? Is Gladys super evil, or was Wheatley good, or what? Who the fuck is who?
You're in for a good ride. I mean, I know. The thing about Portal 2 is it is a complete roller coaster.
I also enjoy that the game just constantly makes fun of you.
Yeah,
like, it's just
the co-op. I'm actually playing a co-op with Thomas from Locust Lecture,
mm-hmm.
and the co-op is hilarious for that respect too, because mm-hmm. you're just mercilessly mocked.
Right,
it's pretty funny.
Like the game, you know, continuously calls you fat.
Yeah,
yes,
which makes me. It doesn't call me fat in the way that like We Fit did and made me depressed.
No, it's like,
well, that had hard numbers to tell you how fat you were.
That would just come up and it would like balloon your me.
Me, oh.
And then it'd be like, you're obese, and I'm like, fuck you too, Nintendo, you bitch.
So,
final thought on Portal.
Portal 2.
Before we wrap up.
Second round, number 2 for game of the year.
Yeah, all right. Agreed.
I don't think you're crazy. I don't think you're far off, but Skyrim. I think because I played Portal 1 and then pretty much jumped right into Portal 2, I think for me, Skyrim is out of my wheelhouse of what I normally play. So it's opening up a new style of gameplay for me, which
Same
is
here.
Exciting.
I don't usually like the kind of... I mean, I like the open world
you
type
played
thing.
Fallout 3.
I loved Fallout 3, but I don't normally dig the whole, you know, that era of, you know... kind of like games, but this is the whole I don't really know what it is about it.
I think the one thing I was thinking about the other day is like, so I'm doing the companions quests and the college the mage college quests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of just mixing them up, like, I'm gonna go do this for a little bit, okay, that's getting kind of boring, I'm gonna go do this for a little bit, and I have like 8 named quests I'm working on right now. I'm just kind of doing them at my own pace, like, all right, now I'm gonna go eat some butterfly wings.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah
You even decided to throw, you know, thousands of rolls of cheese down the hill.
Anytime I'm very desperate for space, because I now have actually pushed my stamina up to where I can carry 400 worth of stuff,
Jesus.
And I'm still, like, maxed out all the time.
Buy a house.
I have two. I like to carry shit. I like to carry shit. It's even worse now that I've gone full thief because I robbed a vault. Yeah, silver ingots. That gets crazy pretty quick. Anyway, I forgot what I was even gonna say. No, thank you for that. Oh no, I'll just randomly start eating shit. It's like, oh, I don't know what this does yet. I'll eat it. And then I'll have like 16 status updates as I whip through all
the
everything.
The best is like I'll just go and randomly eat everything that says all unknown, and then you get out and your guy's like half dead. You're like, oops.
Oh well, maybe I shouldn't have. I love how, in fact, you can eat an entire set of antlers. Like, that just doesn't strike me as a good idea. But
fair enough.
Anyway, speaking of games of the year, this weekend, this Saturday, the Spike Video Game Awards are on, and we can see if our predictions hold true. I think we might be doing something with us and some sort of live streaming or something. I don't know. We're still figuring that out. But stay tuned to our Twitter and Facebook feeds for more information on that. I believe it's 7 Central. Anyone know? No one knows.
Nope.
Nobody knows shit.
What's the Spike?
I'll
tell
you.
It's probably 7 or 8 Central time.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you later.
Is that where we watch Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yes.
Oh,
fuck yes! Anyway. But yeah, stay tuned for that. I want to try to do some sort of live event of some sort.
You could do a Google Hangout.
We could do a Google Hangout.
People
could
watch
know.
You drink a pitcher of Kool-Aid.
What?
What?
All right, Ian has checked out, which is as good a time to leave as any. I don't know. Ian really amused himself by that. I don't know what the hell happened, but. Anyway, I'll let Ashley. I'll say thanks to Ashley first and let Ian calm down a bit.
Yeah, thank you guys, as always, for listening. Please make sure you're telling your friends. It would be an awesome holiday gift to us to get more listeners. And make sure you're checking out our Tumblr, which is yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com. And we love you. Thank you for listening.
Yes. All right. Which one of you stopped laughing?
Thank you.
Ian, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, that was a good laugh. Ooh, I needed that.
What?
Check out shop.fancypantsgangsters.com and buy some t-shirts.
And everything is on sale. Everything in the store is on sale.
It is Black Friday every Friday and every day here at shop.fancypantsgangsters.com.
Every day. That's right. Until
the
December.
The caffeine is like hitting your brain.
Until December 26th, everything is convention prices. So everything is very cheap. So check that out. Also, big thanks to Mike for coming on.
Well, thank you everyone again for listening and dealing with the psycho legal babble if you didn't tune out after that part.
Oh, that's not making the cut.
Oh, probably not, no.
This will be a 20-minute show.
It's too smart
for the
show.
It's just us saying Skyrim, just every time we said Skyrim and just cut together. Skyrim.
But yeah, make sure to check us out on the various social media. You can check us out on Google+. I think just search for Yet Another Gaming
Show.
Just look for us on there. Also, check us out on Facebook. You know, obviously look us up, Yet Another Gaming Show. Also, check us out on Twitter, YAGSFPG.
Very good. Thank you guys very much for listening. As Ashley said, we would love it if you told all your friends about us. If you're a Twitter follower, retweeting stuff, Facebook, if you're sharing stuff. All that is good. If you're an iTunes user, review us, rate us. That helps our rankings and all that good stuff. So, and again, a huge thanks to everyone that supports us so far. And I'm looking forward to 2012. So
yeah, 2012, just around the corner.
It is true. So thank you guys very much for listening as always. And we'll see you next week.
What's the one real ugly guy from Police Academy?
All of them?
Yeah, there we go. That's you.